Ahoy, you fine-hearted souls and salty dogs alike! Hoist the Jolly Roger and batten down the hatches, for ye be listening to the Pirate's Code podcast, broadcasting bold and true from the cannon deck, gently rocking in the lee of Fair Pinnell Island, off the storied shores of St. Martin. Last voyage, our merry crew hauled in a standing ovation, louder than a broadside on a calm sea. A hearty thank ye to all hands who lent their ears and their cheers. But avast, today we aim to sail even higher, reaching for the stars, and the song's a legend. We weigh anchor on a fine question sent across the seven seas. What say ye, Captain, on the incomparable Dolly Parton? This shall be a big podcast for sure. Nay, ye scallywags, this be no mutiny, and we be not stepping overboard. Dolly herself boasts a big hair, and even bigger. Ideas! She has a big sense of humor, and even bigger. Wait for it, heart. So, lash yourself to the mast, and prepare to be dazzled, as we chart a course through tales of wit, will, and wondrous ambition, fit for pirates and dreamers alike. Raise the anchor, man the capstan, and let's set sail into the wide and wild world of entertainment. This be the Pirate's Code podcast, where fortune favors the bold, and the code be more a set of guidelines anyway. Ahoy, me hearties, gather close and lend an ear, for ye've asked a grand and noble question indeed. What would the dread Blackbeard say of the bright star known as Dolly Parton? I tell ye true, she be a legend of the highest order, the sort of name that'd make even the fiercest pirate lower his cutlass in awe. In the vast ocean of entertainment, she shines like a lighthouse, guiding mariners through storm and mist, her fame stretching far beyond the rolling hills and misty hollers of her homeland. Her name, like a bard's tale spun by a crackling fire, echoes from the smokiest taverns to the grandest halls, inspiring folk from every port and pier. If there be a pantheon of mortal stars, surely Dolly holds a gilded seat among them, her voice and spirit sailing on the trade winds for all eternity! Dolly be a lass who's navigated the swirling winds of time with a grace that'd shame the finest clipper ship and a fortitude stronger than the thickest oak plank. Her voice be a treasure unto itself, ringing out over the waters like the irresistible call of a siren beneath a silver burnished moon, beckoning all who hear to draw near and listen close. From the rugged, untamed hollers of Tennessee, where the mist clings to the hills and the soil runs rich with dreams, she rose up, guiding her little bark through storms and tempests to reach the glittering stages of the wide world. There, she cast her nets a song deep into the hearts of mankind, pulling up catch after catch of admirers with ballads of love found and lost, tales of hardship overcome, and an irrepressible zest for the adventure of living. Her music, like the finest rum, warms a sailor from the inside out and reminds all who listen that even in the roughest seas, there be beauty worth fighting for. But Avest, it be not merely her music that sets her apart from the common run of entertainers. Nay, the songbird of the Smoky Mountains be a lass of many talents, each more glittering than the last. She strutted the boards and graced the silver screen with her bright spirit and twinkling wit, acting in films that be loved from here to the furthest horizons. Not content to rest upon the laurels of song or stage, she took the helm herself, producing her own works with the steely nerve of a seasoned sea captain, steering her creative ship through treacherous waters without fear or falter. And when it comes to business, mark me words, she be as sharp as a cutlass in a close quarters brawl. Her ventures stretch across the vast oceans of commerce, music, film, publishing, even a theme park known far and wide as Dollywood. A kingdom where dreams be spun like gold in the weaver's hands. Truly, her enterprise and savvy be the stuff of legend, worthy of song and story in every tavern from Tortuga to the Isles of the Blessed. Yet perhaps, when all's weighed and measured in the ledger of life, what truly sets Dolly Parton apart from the rest of the fleet be her heart, vast and deep as the seven seas themselves. It beats not just for fame or fortune, nay, but for the uplifting of others, a rare treasure indeed in any age. Through her many philanthropic endeavors, she's charted a course that brings light and hope to those sailing troubled waters. Her devotion to promoting literacy among the young buccaneers of the world be a deed worth more than all the doubloons in the Spanish Main. She's put books into the hands of children, giving them the key to untold treasure chests of knowledge, providing a lifeline to countless souls who might otherwise have been adrift. By her deeds, Dolly has proven herself not just a star of entertainment, but a true champion of the people, a beacon that shines across dark waters, guiding wayward mariners toward brighter shores. Mark me words, if Dolly the Pirate Queen had hoisted the mainsail and taken to the high seas in the days of me own cutthroat adventures, she'd have been a force of nature to rival the fiercest squall or the mightiest tide. With a fiery spirit burning brighter than the noonday sun and a gift for spinning tails, both tender as a lullaby and fierce as a broadsword swing, she'd have ruled the hearts of sailors and scallywags from the Spanish coast to the hidden coves of the Caribbean. Her songs would have filled the decks at sunset, her laughter ringing out over the water like the sweetest siren's call. Every salt-worn soul aboard would have followed her through calm seas and tempests alike. For a spirit like hers would be irresistible to those who know the wild freedom of the open sea. Aye, she'd have been a queen among corsairs, leading a crew with not just courage, but a kindness that would make even the roughest rogue dream of better days. As for the tunes that strike a chord deep in the heart of a pirate, aye, there be a good handful that spring to mind, but none perhaps so stirring as Jolene. This fine ballad cuts to the quick, speaking plain to the soul of any swashbuckler who's ever set his eye upon a fair maiden, only to watch her drift away on the tide, snatched by some scurvy scoundrel faster than a ship before the wind. Dolly's plaintive plea to Jolene, begging her not to take her man, carries a raw, aching honesty that would strike even the hardest pirate abaft the heart. In the dark corners of every port and in the lonely watches of the night, many a sailor has known that pang, the fear of losing what they hold most dear. Jolene be more than just a song. It be a lament of vulnerability and a fierce testament to the battle to keep love alive amidst the stormy seas of life. 9 to 5. Ah, now there be a shanty worthy of the working folk, and the restless-hearted pirates alike. Though it was penned for those toiling under the yoke of land-bound masters, it strikes true to the heart of any sailor who's ever felt the heavy hand of duty pressing down like a storm upon the deck. The melody, bright and infectious as a midday breeze, would set the blood pumping in any free spirit, and its rousing message of breaking the chains of servitude would stir even the most shackled soul to rise up and seek freedom on the open sea. Picture a crew of roguish buccaneers below deck singing this raucous tune as they sharpen their cutlasses and whisper of rebellions yet to come. 9 to 5 would be their battle hymn, a reminder that no soul be meant to live by another's whip, and that the true treasures of life be won by those brave enough to seize them with their own two hands. Coat of many colors. Aye, this be a ballad that touches the heart with a gentler hand, yet it be no less powerful than a cannon blast in the soul. It tells the tale of humble beginnings, of a young heart blessed not with gold or jewels, but with love, pride, and the strength that comes from holding fast to the things that truly matter. For many a pirate, this tale would strike home like an anchor finding bottom. Most who sailed under the black flag came from naught but the dust and grime of the world's forgotten corners, rising to claim their own fate with grit, guts, and the unshakable belief that they were worth more than the coin in their purse. Dolly's song speaks of treasures that no king's ransom could buy: honor, loyalty, and the indomitable spirit of those who never let hardship steal their hope. 'Tis a true pirate song, even if there be not a ship or sword mentioned within it. These be but a few gems from the Queen of Country's vast treasure chest of song, mateys! But rest assured, there be many more where these fine melodies hailed from. Her music be like a map riddled with secret coves and hidden isles, each song a sparkling trove of gold, silver, and pearls of wisdom, waiting to be uncovered by those bold enough to embark on the journey. Dolly Parton be a true rarity in the history of the world, a beacon of creativity, resilience, and heart, who defies the ages and inspires generation after generation to hoist their own Jolly Roger and chart their own course through life's stormy seas. Her songs be not just music, they be tales, lessons, and lifelines, woven with the skill of a master storyteller and the kindness of a healer. I, Dolly, be a true legend, and any soul with an adventurous spirit and a love for a tale well told would be wise to sail into the uncharted waters of her music. Our long may her songs echo across the oceans a time. So here's to Dolly Parton, lads and lasses, a right proper beacon blazing bright in a world that sometimes be gloomier than the belly of a storm cloud. She's the kind of light that cuts clean through the thickest fog, showing the way to shores of hope, happiness, and the sweet freedom of a fair wind. May her star keep burning fierce in the heavens, guiding us all like a ship chasing down the horizon's golden edge. Now up with your mugs. Aye, whether it be rum, sweet iced tea, or a mug of good cheer. And let's roar a hearty toast to the backwoods Barbie, the mighty iron butterfly. Soft as velvet, tough as iron, and more daring than a cutter slipping through a blockade. She's a true pirate queen in spirit, no matter where she sails. And let's not forget to tip our tricorn hat smartly to Carl Dean, the steadfast sailor who's stood abaft Dolly's heart through all the years. A quieter soul, aye, but strong as the keel of a great ship, supporting her mighty voyage with love, laughter, and loyalty. Here's to ye, Carl. May the winds always favor your course, and may your days be as golden as the sunsets you've surely shared with your lady fair. Ah! So what say ye, me shipmates? Drop a comment below and tell me who your favorite entertainer be, or who you'd like old Blackbeard to cast his one good eye upon next. No need to send a bottle of rum with it, though I surely wouldn't say no. And better yet, if ye fancy a bit of live banter, download the Blackbeard app onto your cell phone contraption or that iPad doodad ye clutch like a treasure map and ask me yourself. We'll plot and parley like true rogues of the sea. Oh, a for me forgets. Dolly, if ye ever get wind of this, Blackbeard would love to be in cahoots with ye to plunder the seven seas together. And just to be clear, that be strictly a business proposition, Carl.